Oder Rabbanim. Oder Chavirim. I just want to start by mentioning that a very, very unique and special Rosh Yeshiva passed away, Rav Moshe David Tendler. I wasn't zochet to be in his chair. When I was in YU, he was giving a high school chair. And I skipped that year to go to Rav Lichtenstein, his atzal, who was giving a freshman college. So I wasn't zochet to learn with Rav Tendler in Gemara, but I did shimush by him in Maros, in his biology lab. He did shimush with us, and it was an eye-opening experience. His clarity, his decisiveness, you know, there was nothing that was in a realm of Suffolk. Everything was boom, boom, boom. Namisha, you know, it's an Azus HaTorah. You know, it's that there was Hashem Ozli Amo Yitain. He had that Darga of Oz, but it was also very, very linked with his humanity and his compassion and his care. I think that those two, we also find the other mother of Moshe Feinstein was very, you know, when he felt he had all the material under his hands, he would come up with a conclusion. And along with that, there was a tremendous amount of compassion and humanity. I don't know what comes across various communication devices, but there was a beautiful story that was told by someone that 30 years ago, there was a situation with a woman in Eretz Yisrael who was pregnant, and there was a very difficult medical situation, and the doctors here all advised her to abort the pregnancy. And she asked the Rabbanim here, and no one was able to help her until someone told her that she needs Rav Moshe. And so someone called Rav Moshe, and he was at the wedding of Rav Tendler's daughter, his granddaughter's wedding, and explained the question to Rav Moshe. Said he can't answer because he doesn't understand all the medical background. They have to speak to Rav Tendler. And when Rav Tendler will fill him in on the reality of the medical background, he'd be able to paskin. So at the wedding, it was over a period of 3 hours between Rav Moshe and Rav Tendler back and forth with a woman they didn't know at all. And it was his daughter's wedding and the granddaughter's wedding. Rav Tendler was able to understand the medical situation, explained it to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe felt that there was no need for an abortion. And Baruch Hashem, 30 years later, you know, it's the individual who was born, wanted to thank Rav Tendler and Rav Moshe for you know, it's putting his life over everything else. So I guess that sort of segues to a certain degree into Pidyon Shvuyim. I want to deal with Pidyon Shvuyim, not in terms of what usually, you know, I went online to see what articles I could find on Pidyon Shvuyim. 99% of the articles deal with the sugi in Gittin of the Takonas Olam, Vein Poden Yoser Midimehem, which is very, very real in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. It's choser, veneer, constantly with every situation where someone or someone's body is in captivity. But I want to deal with the two sugyas that are here in Baba Basra, one on Daf Gimel Midays, which is where Rav Bednar is holding. Amar Le Ravina Le Ravashi, we're dealing with rebuilding a Beit Knesset and raising money to build the Beit Knesset. And Ravina pointed out, Gavu Zuze Umachtimai, if the money has already been raised for the Beit HaKnesset, would they at that point be able to tear down the previous Beit Knesset? After all the money is raised. What possibly can come? Amarle, Dilma Misrami Lahu, and here I'm going according to the gears of the Maharshal. Dilma Misrami Lahu, Milsa de Mitzvah Viyavilu. The gears of the Maharshal is the gears of the Rambam. Here's the Mukhe Yosef, according to the Bach on the tour, it's the gears of almost all Rishonim, except for Kamuvan, Rashi and Tosfos, and the Machaber, who had the gears that we have, Pidyon Shvuyim. But at this point, the Gemara says that that money, which is raised for tzedakah, is transferable to another mitzvah. It was raised for mitzvah A, It's tzedaka money. Tzedaka money is basically transferable. Under what conditions? So Rav Bednarz, Rav Eisenstein will speak to you as to whether in this case we need Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir or not, but basically it's transferable. Moving over to the last situation, in other words, when you have a situation of Banu, if the Beis HaKnesses has already been basically built, but yet hasn't been davened in, can at that point money be transferred to any other purpose? Well, maybe let's read the Gemara straight. Okay. In other words, what if the money is no longer money, but Srige Livde Hadre Vorde Umachte Shure, namely that the raw materials, the construction materials for the Beit Knesset have already been purchased. What at that point can the previous Beit Knesset be destroyed? That those items are no longer transferable for Stam Mitzvah. They can't change to another Mitzvah, but Pidyon Shvuyim is unique, and those construction pieces can be used for Pidyon Shvuyim. So Gemara asks, Ihachi Afilu Banu Nami. So does that mean that if the shul has already been built, it can also be sold for Pidyon Shvuyim? Once the shul is built, it has a kedusha space at Knesset, and that's a whole different world. And whether this is that it can't be sold or is not likely to be sold, that's not what we're into currently. What we would understand is this middle situation, namely that Pidyon Shvuyim is posited as that which is beyond the mitzvah. For a mitzvah, we're not going to take the material which are miyuad, which are intended for the shul, and redeem them for this mitzvah. But Pidyon Shvuyim, we're able to do it. What over here is this uniqueness of Pidyon Shvuyim as opposed to mitzvah? And we'll see in a little while that the Rabbeinu Yonah says black and white that the mitzvah we're talking about is staka, namely that to give to aniyim, we're not going to give from the materials, but for Pidyon Shvuyim, we are going to. The second sugya is on Daf Ches, on the Aleph Yom Beis. We have Ifra Hurmaz, who sent money to be used for a mitzvah rabbah. Rav Yosef was wondering, what does that include? And it was decided, based on the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Ein Poskin Stak Al Yisomim Afilu L'Pidyon Shvuyim, that within the world of tzedakah, if her Hermes wanted to give tzedakah, but she wanted to give tzedakah on a level of a mitzvah rabbah, Pidyon Shvuyim is the highest level of tzedakah. Looking at these two sugyas, the Maharik came up with a practical nafgamina between the sugyas that applied to a case that was brought to him. Namely, that the first sugya seems to distinguish between Staka, which is a mitzvah, and Pidyon Shvuyim, which is something that stands on its own, while the second sugya views Pidyon Shvuyim as the ultimate form of staka. That he was asked that there was an agreement, there was a shtar between people in the town. One of them, Reuven, was wealthy, the others were regular balabatim, and there were all sorts of communal responsibilities. So they agreed how much, what percentage they would give of their income for these communal responsibilities, how much they're going to pay for the upkeep of the shul, how much they're going to pay for the chazan, etc. However, they decided that in the world of tzedakah, they're going to go 50-50. Everyone's going to give the same amount to tzedakah. Everyone's going to give the same percentage, the same amount, not percentage, the same amount to tzedakah. And then came a situation of Pidyon Shvuyim. And Reuven said, okay, it's $100,000. There are 10 of us. We'll split it between the 10 of us. And they said, no, in other words, you're wealthy. You should put much more in. And he said, but we have an agreement. And they said, well, our agreement is about staka. Staka is for ani, Pidyon Shvuyim, the person who was taken shavui, he's not an ani. In other words, this has nothing to do with that shtar. And the case came before the Maharik. And he basically said, if you look at the sugyas, you come up with different conclusions. If you look at the sugya on Daf Ches, he points out, it speaks over there of Ein Poskin Stak Al Yisomim Afilu Pidyon Shvuyim Mashma Pidyon Shvuyim Havi Shapir Bichlal Tzedaka, and that the concept of Tzedaka includes Pidyon Shvuyim, that anything that a person Kol Mashav Kol Mamon Shadam Avater LaChaveru Al Tzad Achesed VeRachmanas Nikra Tzedaka, and so if you have an agreement. On the other hand, we have the Gemara on Daf Beis That mitzvah that was good enough as long as you had money for the shul, but not good enough if you have material for the shul. That mitzvah is staka. That goes to aniyim. Pidyon shvuyim can even override the material of the shul. That distinction is made by black and white by as a pentep Yonah. He says the milsa the mitzvah kagon staka. As opposed to Pidyon Shvuyim, that's the mitzvah rabbah, that's in a different realm. Namely, we have over here a question as to whether we can put Pidyon Shvuyim, can we subsume it under the mitzvah of tztaka, such that any agreement that applies to tztaka applies to Pidyon Shvuyim. A person says, Sela zo lit tztaka, can it be used for Pidyon Shvuyim? Or no, it was meant to be used for aniyim, not necessarily for shvuyim. The Maharik himself has a very long tshuva, and he basically says, look, we're dealing with a shtar. A shtar, we don't look at the language of Chazal. In a shtar, we look at Lashon B'nei Adam. That's what people have in mind. And in a shtar, we have rules of Yad Bal Ashtar Ala Tachtona. And in a shtar, we have an inyan of Das HaMeschayev. And maybe it's Lo Havel Lasuke Adaite, that when they wrote the shtar, they didn't have in mind the case of Pidyon Shvuyim. Namely, he deals with it on a totally different plane. But the same shaila has come, in other words, has come up by other poskim, because the problem is that when we look in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Staka, so in Siman Reish Nun Beis, the Ramah Paskin said if someone were to say, Sela Zoblet Staka, it cannot be used for Pidyon Shvuyim. That's how he understood the Maharik. That's the parentheses at the end of the Ramah. And the Shach also learned that way. And the Taz disagrees. That's what the Maharik says. The Maharik didn't mean that at all. The Maharik left it as an open question. And certainly Pidyon Shvuyim and Staka are interchangeable. You could use Staka for Pidyon Shvuyim. You could use Pidyon Shvuyim for Staka. And so we have a Machoka, Shach and Taz. So in the time of the Ginas Brodim, so he has, the Shaila came to him, that there was a town that had a kupa, that had charity funds. And there were a lot of people, poor people, used to come to visit the town and expect to be taken care of with the charity funds of the town. And the charity funds had run out, but they still had a kupa for Pidyon Shvuyim. So they asked the Ginas Brodim, can they take the money from the kupa of Pidyon Shvuyim and use it to take care of these poor guests who are coming? And similarly, we have another question in the Shvus Yaakov. Someone left a will, and in his will he wrote that he wants this money to go for Pidyon Shvuyim. And there happened to be at that time a plague, Dever, and because of the plague, a lot of Jews lost their jobs, they were unemployed, and the question was whether they can use the money for Pidyon Shvuyim for Tztaka. You know, this the parallel question that was asked of the Maharik, was also asked of the Ginas Radim, was asked of the Shvus Yaakov. They basically got out of the question, again, like the Maharik. The Maharik moved it over to the world of Shtaros. They moved it over. They said, no, these poor people who are coming, if they can't pay their passage, then the captains of the boat are going to take them captive and send them to here. So it really is Pidyon Shvuyim. And similarly, the Shvus Yaakov said in the time of a plague, the plagues were blamed on the Jews. Bubonic plague, all the plagues were blamed on the Jews. And so to give money to the Jews wasn't the question of helping them economically. It was Pidyon Shvuyim. It was to help them. Otherwise, they're put into ghettos. Who knows what's going to be with them? So they simply said, we don't have a question because the money is for Pidyon Shvuyim. And this is a case of Pidyon Shvuyim. But what do we do when we really have a question? In other words, to understand what exactly is Pidyon Shvuyim, under what category does it fall? Is it staka or not? And if it's not staka, then what is it? Under what mitzvah, under what aveira does it come? So the only Rishon that I found that really took the bull by the horns in terms of the world of mitzvahs was the Yireyim. The Yireyim has a mitzvah of staka, pasoach tiftach, nason titein. We have a mitzvah of staka, and that applies to aniyim, ki yebacha evyom. He has another mitzvah, and it's Kuf Samach Zayin, is his mitzvah of tztaka. He has a mitzvah, Kuf Nun Hei, L'Hachayot Ach, that we have a pasuk, V'chei Achicha Imach, in Parshas Bahar, Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bahar Sinai, V'chei Achicha Imach, ומכלל וחי אחיך למדנו לפדוסו מן השבי ולהלבישו בקרה להכילו ברעבון ולהשקוסו בצימאון, that even if a person is not an Evyon, but he is a Shavui, we have a separate mitzvah. Namely, so according to the Arayim, put aside money for tzedakah, that's for Aniyim. You put aside money for Pidyon Shvuyim, that's for Shvuyim. These are two different rules. Namely, that the sugya and Daf Gimel makes perfectly wonderful sense. The sugya and Daf Ches, we have to say that, you know, where it's that the Gemara over there that jumped to the conclusion that since Ein Poskin Tzedakah Al Hayasama Afilu Pidyon Shvuyim, to say that this is a form of Tzedakah, not necessarily. It's a mitzvah on its own. But there's no shibud on the yisomim in that particular mitzvah.
When the Iranian says la'achilo b'ra'avon,
yes,
so that would not be tzedakah. That would be
no. It's, let's say you have a person who's a multimillionaire and he loses his way in the forest, you know, where it's, and he comes to your house. So you should feed him. V'chayachicha imach. There's no union of tzedakah. In other words, he can use your computer to bring a helicopter and bring food. But in his current situation, he's hungry, so feed him. That's a separate mitzvah, nothing to do with his status of being an ani. That's what the Urayim. So again, I agree with you 100%. We could have learned otherwise. We could have said he's a temporary ani. He's currently an ani, but that's not what the Urayim says. He has over here two different mitzvahs, one relating to an ach and one related to an evyon. If one looks, as I pointed out, in all of the Sifrei Mitzvot, so starting from Reb Sadia Gaon through the Bahag, through the Rambam and the Hasagos of the Rambam and the Smag and the Smak, there's no mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Not only that, but leaving aside the Smak, none of them even mention Pidyon Shvuyim in any of the mitzvahs, be it mitzvahs I say, Mitzvahs losase. The Smak puts it under tzedakah, like we saw that the Maharik was medayek in the sugya on Davches. So how did the Rishonim understand? How would they have paskened in this situation of Omer Sela Zola tzedakah? Can it be used for Pidyon Shvuyim or vice versa? So I think that what we should do is look at the Rambam, because the Rambam after Halacha, he quotes Halacha Yud, the Sugya on Daf Ches, and Halacha Yud Aleph, he quotes the Sugya on Daf Gimel. But of course, the first thing that comes to mind is the context in which he's quoting them. He's quoting them in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. And Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, even though it's found in Zrayim, and really there are 13 mitzvos in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, 11 of them deal with the world of Zrayim, namely the first six prakim of Hilchos Matnos Aniyim deal with Matnos Aniyim from Zera Haaretz, Leke, Chikra, Peya, Maiser Ani, Olos, etc. But the last four prakim of Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, deal with Matnos Aniyim that have nothing to do with Zera Haaretz, deal with Matnos Aniyim that apply even in Chutz Haaretz, namely deal with Hilchos Tzedakah. And it's in this context, in the middle of Hilchos Tzedakah, in the middle of those last four prakim in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Nun Aleph, that the Rambam talks about Pidyon Shvuyim. So in Halacha Yud Aleph, he quotes the Gemara verbatim, translating it into Hebrew. But he quotes the Gemara with the three levels of the Dvar Mitzvah that Motziim Bo Hama'os. Once you have Avonim V'Koros, then Lo Yimkrem L'Dvar Mitzvah, which we explained as Tzedakah, Ela L'Pid, you have a Shul, then you should find another source of money for the Pidyon Shvuyim. We shouldn't sell the Shul for Pidyon Shvuyim. When he deals with the Sugya on Daf Ches, here he adds. He adds a lot, and that's, you know, pretty much how he categorizes Pidyon Shvuyim. He points out Pidyon Shvuyim kodem leparnasas aniyim ulechesutan. So that comes out of the sugya that afilu lepidyon shvuyim ein poskin tzedakah al yisom afilu pidyon shvuyim. It's the highest level of tzedakah. It's a mitzvah rabbah. Ein chavitza gedola kepidyon shvuyim. Shehashavui, and here with what Rav Eisenstein pointed out earlier, harehu bichlal hareivim hatzmeim v'haarumim. Where did the Rambam come up with these adjectives? So if you look on the, just skip down to the bottom of the Amud, so it says, and my Amud means of my Mar Makomos in Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, Ani Shein Makirin Oso, V'Amar Ra'ev Ani Ha'achilun. He wants to use the Ra'ava as a sign that he is an Ani. Or he says, Haya Aram, Amar Kisuni. Namely, that we're dealing over here with the external symptoms of the Ani. So the Rambam is telling us that the Shavui, Harehu Bichlal Haredim, V'Hatzmeim V'Ha'arumim, that is what we define as an Ani. And then he adds in, V'Omeid B'Sakana Nefashot. Over here, almost all the Mefarshim explained that we're not dealing with Pikuach Nefesh, qua Pikuach Nefesh. Had we been dealing with Pikuach Nefesh, then Pidyon Shvuyim would even, you should sell a shul for Pidyon Shvuyim. You should sell a Sefer Torah for Pidyon Shvuyim. There are no limits when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh other than Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichus Damim, but everything else, V'chai Bohem takes precedence. L'samad Odam Reyecha takes precedence. We're dealing over here with the Rambam's understanding of the sugya, the continuity of the sugya over there on Daf Ches, that if we go back to the sugya on Daf Ches, Amalei Rava l'Rav Rabba Bar Mari Menoha Milsa Dama Rabbanan Pidyon Shvuyim Mitzvah Rabba Hi Amalei Dich, that Yirmiyahu was asked V'Haya Ki Yamru Eilecha Onet Tzei V'Amarita Aleihem that Kadosh Baruch Hu is serious Kol Amar Hashem Asher Lamut Lamut, there are those of you who are going to die in a plague. Endeavor, Lamut, Magefa, Basher Lacherev Lacherev, those who are going to be slaughtered in battle or by soldiers, Basher Lera'av, Lera'av, there are those who are going to starve to death, Basher Lashevi, Lashevi, there are those who are taken prisoner. Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol HaMa'ucha, Repasik Zeh Koshem Echavero, and the Gemara explains why is Cherev Koshem Imavis, why is Rav Koshem Echerev, and then points out at the last three words, the clue that last five words, six words, Shevi Kasha Mikulam, the Kulhu Isnahu Bahu. What does it mean, Kulhu Isnahu? That the state of Shevi is such a state of uncertainty that your fate is in someone else's cool hands, that you could be all the time simply thinking about, I don't know whether I'm going to be Ra'ev, don't know whether I'm going to be Arum, I don't know whether I'm going to die in a plague, I don't know whether I'm going to be killed. Isnuhu Bekulan, that uncertainty, in other words, had it been a situation where they would have said that, you know, you have 20 minutes to save this person or we're going to blow him up, that's Pikuach Nefesh, that's not Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim is where he's being held basically for money, he's being held for politics, he's being held for whatever. And there's a balance in terms of how much his life is worth, etc. And therefore, but it's not even a suffix sakonas nefashos. Suffix sakonas nefashos is sakonas nefashos. It's also v'chai v'hem. Here we have an aspect, of sakonas nefashos. Only just as we have an aspect of ra'av and an aspect of tzame, all of these are options, and we can't ignore them as options. And therefore, the Rambam paskins hamalim ein of mi pidyono hareza omer alota amitz et levavcha velotikpot et yadcha. Those next page, the Rambam quotes that's the lotase of not giving tzedaka, right? Lotase reish lamed beis his iruna shalolim noat tzedaka v'harchava me evyonim me achenu achar shenidach ushat. That the Rambam over here is pointing out that we have an aspect of tzedakah within Pidyon Shvuyim. And then he continues and he points out that v'al lo ta'amod al dam reyecha. Lo ta'amod al dam reyecha, that's mitzvah resh sadi zayin. His yiruna lit rashel mehatzalat nefesh echa miyisrael shenereyu b'sakana tamavet o ahefseid. So over here, as I pointed out, we're talking about less than Safek Pikuach Nefesh, but it's in the picture. it's part of that uncertainty. And therefore, the Rambam wants to say that there's also an aspect over here of lo sa'amod al dam re'echa. And then the Rambam continues, va'al lo yirdenu b'parech le'enecha. That's the Rambam, lo ta'aseh reish samach. His iruni mihaniach ha'goy ha'shochein ba'artzeinu, mila'avid eved ivri shemachar lo atzmo ba'avodat parech. V'hu shamar yitala lo yirdenu b'parech le'enecha. That even if this Eved Ivri was sold himself into slavery, he put himself in this situation. Lo nomar achar shezeh ha'ivri avar al nafshu machar atzmo legoy na'azvehu v'yimtza masha asa, let him eat that which he cooked. Avol nitzaveh la'goy bazen ninenu milav yidav b'avodat parach. That anyone who is under someone else's control, we have to intervene that control should not be misused. This is also part of the world of Pidyon Shvuyim, according to the Rambam. All of these averos are found. Ubitel mitzvas pasoach tiftach es yad chalo, umitzvas vechei achicha imach. In the Rambam, these are one and the same. If you look at mitzvas asei kuf tzadihei, mitzvah kuf tzadihei shetzivonu lasos tzedaka, lachazei kachaloshim aharchiv aleihem, that the Torah uses different phrases, but it's all one mitzvah. Amar Yisalva Pasoach Tiftachas Yodcha, V'amar Hechazakta Bo Ger V'toshav, V'amar V'chei Achicha Imach. The other Rishonim learn these as three separate averos, but according to the Rambam, they're all one. Kol Kavona Ve'elu L'shonos Kulam Achas, Shena'azor Aniyenu, Unachaskeim De'Sivkam. So as Rav Eisenstein pointed out, that according to the Rambam, we're viewing the person in the Shevi, Bichlal HaRevim HaTzmeim VaHarumim. We're viewing him as Bichlal, this world of Aniyim. And we have Yahavta L'Reach Kamocha, and V'Hatzel V'Kuchim V'Maves, V'Harbe Dvarim Ka'elu. Namely, what the Rambam is telling us is that Pidyon Shvuyim certainly is Tzedaka. It's in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. But it's not only tzedakah. It's also lo tamar al dam re'echa. It's also lo yirdenu b'parech. It's also v'ahavta re'echa kamocha. It's also. And so we're back to our original question. So what then do we do? Okay, so we said according to the Rambam, the reason he doesn't mention Pidyon Shvuyim in Sefer HaMitzvos is because it's not this or that or that or that or that. Because it's its own world. It's a combination of all of them. It's tzedakah plus. But it doesn't fit into even stuck because it's not an ani, it's a quasi ani, and it's not a lo tamod adam re'echa. It's a quasi lo tamod adam re'echa, and a quasi through all of these mitzvos as a gemilas chesed, but without being under any particular mitzvah. You could say as v'ahavta re'echa kamocha, but even in v'ahavta re'echa kamocha, when the Rambam gives all sorts of examples. Even in Hilchos Avel, where he gives examples of Gemilas Chesed, doesn't mention Pidyon Shvuyim in one of those examples. It's also its own category. So to a certain degree, we're back to our original quandary. So we have a sugi on Daf Gimel that views Pidyon Shvuyim as standing on its own, as opposed to Tzedakah. We have the sugi on Daf Gimel that deals with it as Tzedakah. What the Rambam does is then adds in a lot of other mitzvos and averos that can be added on top of the tzedakah. What happens if someone says, Sela zo litzedakah? Can it be used for pidyon shvuyim? If a person has a will for pidyon shvuyim, can it be used for tzedakah? If the Rambam quotes both of the sugyas. So what I like to suggest is to take a principle that the Rav said over in the name of Reb Chaim that I think was expanded by Rav Moshe, even though he didn't quote Reb Chaim, but the same principle, and apply it, I think, in our case as well, and I think it fits in very nicely also into the context of the Rambam, as I'll try and explain. The Rav was bothered, the Rav learned Baba Basra, okay? So he was bothered on Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara speaks about Achvie l'Rav Nasan, that Rav Nasan was forced to give tzedakah by the Bezdin. And Tosas asked the question, how can you force someone to give tzedakah? It doesn't fit into the rules. That there's no din of kvias bezdin on a mitzvah where the Torah tells us what is going to be the sachar of the mitzvah. The Torah tells us what's going to be the sachar of kibud av ve'em, so there's no kvia on kibud av ve'em. The Torah tells us what's the sachar of shuach haken, there's no kvia on shuach haken, etc. That in Parashas Re'eh, we have a mitzvah sakhtia. So Tosfos doesn't leave this question unanswered. He answers it. However, the Rav said that he heard from Reb Chaim, and this is, we only know this from the Rav in the name of Reb Chaim. It's found in the Masorah Journal, Volume 1, on page Kaf Zayin. And Rav Reichman has it in his Sefer on the Dorim and Shvuas. He has a kuntris there on Staka, going in a different direction that we're talking about. But he mentions this Takira over there as well. The Rav posited that every mitzvah which involves chesed has a dual track, has a double component. There is a component of the yachid and a component on the tzibur. Every mitzvah that deals with chesed, we have these two tracks. The Reb Chaim, of course, brought a raya from the Rambam, but from the Rambam quoting a Mishnah in Megillah, that the Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Kaf Gimel, points out, Ein omrim birkas aveilim v'tankumei aveilim u'birkas chasanim pachos me'asara. That within the mitzvah of gemilas chesed, of nichlam aveilim, and of Simchas Chasan the Kala, there's a din of Tzibur. And there are those halachos that are unique to the Tzibur. The Shur has to be daf 10. One should be careful to have 10 people at a Levaya, be made also by the Tzibur, and the Nachan has to be made by the Tzibur. And so the Rav said, Inachinami. When the Gemara says that when you have a mitzvah saseh shematan schara mitzida, that is no kfiya, that's on the level of the individual. Every individual has a chiyuv to give tzedakah. We're not going to be kofa him. However, within the world of tzedakah, we all know that there is a communal aspect. The Rambam, the beginning of Perek Tes, kol ir shiyesh by Yisrael, chayavim lahamid lahem gabay tzedakah, o gabay tzedakah, anoshim yiduim v'ne'emonim shiyu machazrim al ha'ame, Erev Shabbos, There's a kupa and there's a tamchui. On that level, that's the level of kfir. That's what the Gemara is talking about on Daf Chesem Adais. It's talking about for the tamchui, for the kupa. On that level, there's kfir because that's on the level of the mitzvah of the tzibur. And on the level of the mitzvah of the tzibur, it's a different din. It's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Motza Sfasecha Tishmor Vasisa. Chazawar Doresh Motzas Fasecha Zom Mitzvah Saseh, Tishmor Zom Mitzvah Slova Saseh, V'yasisa, Azhara LeBezdin Shia Asucha, that as a community, the Bezdin has a responsibility, that the community should fulfill its responsibilities. And so the Rav distinguished, says in Achinami, that we have a mitzvah of tzedakah, both on the Yachid and on the Rabbin, but they have different dinim, that on the Yachid there's no din of kfiya, and on the Rabbin there is a din of kfiya. Rav Moshe brings this chiluk on his own, not mentioning Rav Chaim, l'gabi a different din within the world of tzedakah. Rav Moshe was asked in Yoredei Chiluk Aleph, Siman Kuf Mem Dalet, that there were two brothers who have a younger brother who's getting married, and actually he's not getting married. He's 17. He's, you know, it's going to get married in Yitzhak Shem. He's 18. And the two brothers say that our brother, this third brother, he has a lot of potential in terms of learning. And so we'll begin to put aside tzedakah money now to that when he gets married, we're going to support him. And they asked Rav Moshe whether this is mutter. Are they allowed to put aside tzedakah money now in an account that will help the brother when he will need it? So Rav Moshe deals with two issues. the people who are knocking on his door
Is by a microphone? Is there a problem with the microphone? I think your microphone is Ralph Miller. Microphone is off.
I have no idea.
I will.
Thank you. From when you started Rav Moshe, suddenly I stopped hearing you.
Okay. I'm Baruch Hashem, only Rav Moshe. Okay. So it's very, very simple. Just as the Rav, in the name of Rav Chaim, distinguished another kfiyah between a yachid on whom there is no kfiyah and the tzibur on whom there is kfiyah, there is to give to the kufa of the tzibur, so also Rav Moshe said that an individual has the right to give tzedakah to any ani who is an ani. Once you fall into the category of an ani, be it because you don't have what to eat, you don't have to buy a home or to rent a home, you don't have food, you don't have clothing, whatever reason you're an ani. Once you're an ani, then the individual can choose the tovas hana, just as the in Matnos Kahuna, one can choose to which Kohen one is going to give, irrelevant of which Kohen may need more. So also in the world of Aniyim, Rav Moshe says, you can give to whatever Ani you want. You can give certainly to your brother as opposed to someone else. It may even be a chiyuv for you to give to your brother more, even though your brother doesn't need as much as the fellow down the street. But you're allowed to give to him. That's your prerogative. However, a gabbai tzedakah, he can't work with any form of tovas hanah. He's a shliach of the tzibur. He has to do what's right. There are objective standards. And the objective standards say that in this case, a woman comes before a man. In this case, a Kohen may come before a Levi. In this case, a person with 10 children may come before a person who's not married. In this case, a person who doesn't have food comes before a person who doesn't have clothing. He has to follow those rules. So Rav Moshe makes that same distinction that Rav Chaim did, just with a different example, a different din. Not the din of kfiya, but the din of kedima. The din of kedima is by a tzibur, not by a yachid. what, in other words, within, if you want to, within the Rambam, what Rav Moshe did was he moved up the marker that distinguishes within Hilchos Tzedaka when we're moving from the halachas of the Yachid to the halachas of the Tzibur. That the Rav said at the beginning of Perek Tes, where we did with Chayav Kol Ir, Lahamid Lehem Gaboi Tzedaka, that moves over into the world of the Tzibur. Rav Moshe said, move it up a few halachas in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, Perek Ches Halacha Yud Zayin. Hayil Fanenu Ani Yem Harbe, Oshvu Yem Harbe, V'ein Bekis, Kedei Lefarnes, Kedei Lachasos, Kedei Liftos Iskulon. We're talking about the kiss of the Rabbin, Makdimin. That already is a din of the Tzibur. What I would like to do, Lefinis Daiti, is just move it a little further forward. Namely, that the Rambam's breaking up this category into two. And I'll just make as a parenthetical comment, the Rav wanted to say in the name of Reb Chaim that these are really the two parashios in the Torah. That we have Tzedaka in Parashas Behar and we have Tzedaka in Parashas Re'eh. Parashas Re'eh, Nason Titein, Pasoach Tiftach, that deals with the individual chiyuv. Parashas Behar, V'chei Achicha Imach, that deals with the communal halacha. That certainly is a possibility, but I can't see that in the Rambam because we saw in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, he says Tzivanu Lasot Tzedaka Ukvar Ba'at Tzivli Hazeh B'Milos Mischalfos. According to Rav Chaim, these aren't Milos Mischalfos. These are two different worlds. The Rambam says you learn out Tzedaka from Pasalach Tiftach, you learn it out from Hechazaktabel, you learn it out V'chei Achicha Imach. Hakavana be'elu l'shanos kulam achas. In other words, I do think certainly you can put the tzvei dinim of tzedakah into the halachas of the Rambam, but I don't know if you can build it into the two parshios of Re'eh and Behar according to the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam. But going back, I would just move up that marker between the dinim on the Yachid and the dinim of the Tzibur. To between in Perek Ches, move it up from Halacha Yud Zayin to between Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph. Namely, that's exactly the difference between Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud, which is the din of on Daf Gimel of Daf Chesamad Aleph, and Halacha Yud Aleph, which is the din on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Daf Chesamad Aleph is talking about Ifer Hormuz, is talking about an individual who wants to give tzedakah. So we say the mitzvah rabbah for that individual was Pidyon Shvuyah. That's the Godol Mikol Hatzdakos, that within the world of Tzedakah, we have Pidyon Shvuyim. It's subsumed under Tzedakah, and according to the Rambam, also under Losamad Dabar Yachad, also under Yahavtar Yachad Kamocha, but it's subsumed under Tzedakah. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam begins, Anshei Ha'ir Shegavu Ma'os Lebinyan Beis HaKnesses. We're not talking about the individual who wants to give Tzedakah. We're talking about Anshei Ha'ir. We're talking about a kupa of the city. We're talking about the Gabayim. We're talking about the Tzibur. On the level of the Tzibur, there, Pidyon Shvuyim is not under Tzedakah. Pidyon Shvuyim can be subsumed under Tzedakah on the level of the Yachid. Like on the level of the Yachid, there is no Kfiyah. On the level of the Yachid, he has Tovas Hanoah. The level of the Yachid, he can move from Tzedakah to Pidyon Shvuyim, from Pidyon Shvuyim to Tzedakah. He has that parameter. But on the level of the Tzibur, we have Dinim of Kedima. And within the Dinim of Kedima, by the Tzibur, if all you have are Ma'os, you can give them to Tzedakah. If already you have construction material, that goes to Pidyon Shvuyim. There we're much more Nuksha. We care much more about objective distinctions than we care about by the Yachid. The raya for what I'm saying is Halacha Yud Beis. Namely, in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam moves over to the world that the Rav called the Tzedakah, the Chiv Tzedakah on the Tzibur. So Halacha Yud Aleph is Anshei Ha'ir. Halacha Yud Beis, Ein Podines HaShvuyim B'Yeser Al Demeim Ne'tikun Ha'olam. This is we're dealing with the Tzibur. Namely, we want to protect the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. And so you have to take into account to limit the dinim of Pidyon Shvuyim of the Tzibur for the Tzibur. The Tzibur has to take into account the broader broader consequences for the Tzibur. I was looking for a Rishon that would say this explicitly because it makes so much sense. It should be said by Rishon somewhere. So I found it in the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah on Daf Ches, if I'm not being overly medayik. The Yad Rama, when he deals with Ifris Hormiz, he points out Shamina Minad, the man, the Yahiv, Midi Litzdaka, Vamar Mahavi Lemitzer Rabbi, Avinu Lelapidion Shvuyim. The man, the Yahiv, we're dealing with an individual. Here we can say, I want Tzedakah and give it to Pidyon Shvuyim. I want Pidyon Shvuyim and I'll give it to Tzedakah, the man, the Yahiv. However, the Yad Rama then continues a few sections later. We have to be very medayik in the Gemara. The kupa is tzarchei aniyim, and the tamchoi is tzarchei aniyim. You can move from a kupa to a tamchoi, and from a tamchoi to a kupa, but you can't move from a kupa to pidyon shvuyim or pidyon shvuyim to a kupa. That's a mishnah in Shkalim. Mosar aniyim la aniyim, mosar shvuyim la shvuyim, mosar shavoy la so shavoy. That we have on the tzibur, we have unique dinim that limit the parameters of what can be done with the money which is left over. And therefore, kevin de mosar aniyim la aniyim, it can't be used for midi achrina. It has to stay with the aniyim. It can move from feeding the aniyim to clothing the aniyim. It can move from giving shelter to the aniyim to providing yeshivas for aniyim. No, but it has to stick within the realm of the aniyim. So the Yad Rama deals with the Mandi Yahiv and Rashan Ben Ha'ir. The second point that of Bnei Ha'ir, that's found also in the Rimegash. But to distinguish between the Yochid and the Rabbim in a more explicit manner, that I didn't find in the Rimegash. What the second part of the Yad Rama, that's also said by the Rimegash, that's a din within Bnei Ha'ir. So just to go back, if we will ask how according to this approach, how would the Rambam deal with the question of the Ginas Radim? How would he deal with the question of the Shvus Yaakov? So he would deal with them differently. In the case of the Ginas Radim, we were dealing with the Kupa of a town. The Kupa of the town ran out of money for Aniyim. It has money for Pidyon Shvuyim. The question is, can it transfer the money? So assuming that the Aniyim are not Shvuyim and that the Shvuyim are not Aniyim, so on the level of the Tzibur cannot transfer the money. However, the question of the Shvus Yaakov was someone who wrote a will and asked that his money go for Pidyon Shvuyim. So just as that person could take it and move it from Pidyon Shvuyim to Tzedakah, or from Tzedakah to Pidyon Shvuyim, so also, the community can take that will and move it from one to the other because we're dealing with an individual. It would have been a nice way of distinguishing between the Shach and the Tash, but they go full steam ahead. In other words, the Shach says that we always say, doesn't distinguish between a Yochid and a Rabbin, that we always say that Pidyon Shvuyim is not Staka, and the Taz says we always say that Pidyon Shvuyim is Staka. But I think that within the distinctions the Rav made, and the moment we know that, it applies not only to Tfiyah, but it also applies to Din of Kedima. And so to move over from that Din also to being setting parameters and, where it's on the limitations of what you can do with the money, I think it's possible. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with you. That's all.
Pesach. Let me ask you a question. Why should there be a difference between the Rabbim and the Yochid? Why should the Rabbim not be able to change from Shvuyim to Aniyim, and the Yochid have his choice? I understand the answer was, there's a difference, but the question is, why? I don't think I got that why. Did Rav Miller give the why? He said the what. Did he give the why?
Rav Miller is answering you.
Oh, he is.
Rav Miller's trying great to support it, but he's not succeeding. Can I read that? He wants me to answer that we... That the criteria of the tzibur are much more objective than the criteria of the yachid. The yachid has wiggle room, and since we have the ability of saying that one of the aspects of pidyon shvuyim is staka, that allows us to move from one to the other. But that wiggle room doesn't apply, as we saw in the world of tovas hanoah. It doesn't apply to the tzibur. The tzibur has much more objective criteria. And so when it comes to the tzibur, we distinguish quite clearly between mo'os that can be used for a mitzvah, construction material that could be used for pidyon shvuyim, a bez knesses can be used for neither, etc.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Well, how does Shiva Tuveya, Rav Miller, Shiva Tuveya Ir can change everything?